You know what I mean?
I feel it.
Just go after what they like. Who's somebody they like?
Taylor Swift.
No, not Tay Tay. Niggas like Tay Tay too.
You're right.
Can't
go after T Swift like that.
Nah, bro. Last nigga to try to do that, he's still battling that shit.
They came out with the phone. Ye's gonna fight her till the day he dies.
You know it, so they killed me not too long ago when they came out with the transcript of the phone call and shit.
I watched the video, bro.
I don't know.
When he was like on the phone with her and he was like, thank you so much. I was like, what?
He'd be on the phone so polite and shit, but he'd get out here and be acting all
bossy. From not talking to using his white voice. He goes from me bugging to white voice.
It's not bipolar.
Oh, oh man. Shit.
That's crazy.
That man needs help.
I think we just let him go. You know, I think the problem with society is he's always been crazy. We just didn't want to accept it.
I feel like the problem is we need record labels to be like, you know what? You don't have to make music no more. That's just what they need to be told. They need to be reminded they don't have to make music. And we all need to come together and need to decide an age or when you reach a point where it's like, yeah, no, focus on yourself.
Remember that time?
Don't feel so obligated to put music out or you're going to drive your fucking self crazy.
Remember the time fucking Kanye said George Bush doesn't love white people?
Or the time he said Yeezys will make people live longer. He said a lot of crazy shit.
I remember that was like the first time he said some crazy shit on live television.
George Bush doesn't like
black people. Nobody saw that coming because they threw that shit back to, I think it was a Jimmy Kimmel. And he was just sitting there on the microphone. It was funny because nobody was ready for that shit. And it's funny, like now every time someone goes in a Kanye interview, they're always like, "Yeah, I'm just waiting for it." And even though, no matter how hard you're prepared for it, he always ends up saying some shit you're not expecting.
Yep, it's like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. you're just waiting.
And when it does, you're still like, "Damn, I did not."
You still gotta process it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? He's just like. He doesn't have a...
I think he's running sheerly off emotion at this point. I don't think there's any rational process. I think he's just straight reptilian brain. Just going straight off emotion. Like, he doesn't have any processing power to, like, phase in how he's feeling in the environment. He's just like, yeah, fuck it. This is what we're doing today. Yeezys makes people live longer. Slavery was a choice.
I feel it. I can feel it. Jesus told me this was okay.
I am Jesus. I'm just waiting for him to come out and say he's the Antichrist.
For him to completely switch up on us again.
Yeah. We say switch up, but did we ever really know what lane he was in? I think niggas just thought he was going somewhere. They didn't realize he's already been there. Like, he's already been in that shit.
Man. I really don't know. I feel like...
He's like a compass with no direction. It
was like I told you. They just need to be told, you don't have to do this no more.
What's crazy...
Take your ball and go home.
What's so crazy is I don't think even if he stops making music, he's still going to be out here saying shit.
You're right.
You know,
I feel like it's sad. He might actually have more time to say...
Like, now that he got all this free time, he's just gonna start saying crazy shit.
Give him a challenge, tell him he has to record 20 albums before he can release one.
Before he can have an interview.
Give him a challenge. I don't know, I just think some of these people just need to be allowed to just fall off the face of the earth.
I would have loved Marilyn Manson to interview Kanye West.
That would be beautiful. Can you imagine? Bro, that's just one thing I want with this podcast. I just want to be able to make shit like that happen. Okay? I just want us to wake up on a weekend and be like, hey man, so Marilyn Manson and Kanye want to come on.
Like, that shit would just be like, imagine those two people together. Because it's so weird. It's like, Marilyn Manson, he's so calm. You ever listen to him talk? He's like precise as shit.
I've never
really irrational. I don't know.
It just,
or better yet, Charles Manson, Kanye West, Charles Manson.
That'd be dope.
We'll rename our podcast that.
That'd be cool. I just want to be able to get these type of people on here and be like, yeah, let's talk to a fucking serial killer. It's not the smartest thing to do, but let's fucking do it. Let's Skype. We'll Skype the serial killers. Maybe not have them in the same vicinity.
Let's just have a week, like, every day we just Skype a serial killer who's in jail.
Think they let us do that? Talk to people on death row.
Like, for real, hear their final thoughts.
Their stories out.
Fuck. Charles Manson, one of the things he believed is that there was going to be a race war. The black people were going to win, but black people would be so dumb, they wouldn't know how to run the world. And that's why he was hiding in the desert. It's because he wanted to...
Yeah.
We wanted to, like, repopulate the earth with white people after the blacks had killed all the other whites. Dude, that guy was fucking crazy.
What the fuck? Like, who put that idea in your fucking head?
CIA. I'm telling you.
I mean, hey, war on drugs.
This shit goes deep, man. Dude.
War on drugs.
I was hearing about this shit.
Makes sense. They fear us.
Man, we just need to ball up and storm the CIA building. Fuck Area 51. Let's just go wherever the fuck they keep the files at.
They don't have files.
I know, they burn that shit. I just wish that they kept them more often.
I feel like it's fucked up, but there's one person who has a photo album. Like, and that's it. There's just a photo album. There's just the one picture they took of every experience. And it's a picture where there's the people and they're smiling, they're having a good fucking time. And there's like a dead person there or whatever. An alien.
They're posing over the dead body.
They got the alien held upside down with the probe up its ass.
There's some guy.
It says Spring Break 2008 on the fucking bottom of it.
Spring Break 1978.
Yeah, a fucking guy like once a week goes in there, brings one cigar and a bottle of scotch, flips through the pages to there, smokes it and drinks it and reminisces.
Back when America was great.
Back before those pieces of shit monkeys got goddamn smartphones. Post every goddamn thing they see. So goddamn hard to keep shit under wraps. I think smoking, you know, the dankest dank of weed possible, even though it's illegal.
It's like space weed. He's got like a couple planets of it. He's like,
little do you know, there's a planet. There's a whole planet of the shit. Where it's from.
It's where weed's from. Like, we got the weakest strand.
Yeah, we got the, like, it's like venom. We got like the runt. The runt. Our shit managed to mutate and become, you know, multiple, but it's still the weakest weak in the universe. They're just like, oh, that? Shit gives me headaches. What the fuck is that?
Just need cotton mouth.
These symptoms that we call high are massive inconveniences. Thanks. They're just like, oh, euphoria. I smoke this shit face through walls. Talked to my granddad last week with this shit. He died.
That's crazy. It's crazy how they used to use drugs to try to communicate to spirits and shit.
And, well, you know, Waylon's always talking about that shit, and Waylon's like, he says there's some truth to it.
When are we gonna get Waylon on the podcast?
We fucking need to. He hit me with this shit the other day, man, right? What's so that? About this fucking dinosaur that was found, that was a mummified dinosaur. A mummified fucking dinosaur, my dude. Looks like a fucking dragon. Weird as fuck. He showed it to me and he was just like saying how like it was an article and it was an article for like one day. And then the next day, there was no more about it or anything. I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, that's the type of news people won't need to talk about. He's just like, no. He's like, you can't. He's like, that saying how it discredits the evolutionary you know, thing, like about how they talk about evolution, because it proves that dinosaurs and humans were around the same time.
Well, that's a completely different thing. I know that I was watching this thing actually today talking about where dragons came from and how in ancient China, where they talked about finding dragon bones, is where they found like T-Rex bones and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, they believe where dragons or the idea came from was from people who dug up dinosaur bones in mines and shit.
Well, what Wayla likes to say is how they didn't invent the word dinosaur wasn't invented until the 1800s. And he was saying
before that, they called
them dragons.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, they had to. Well, because I'll show it to you, but there's this thing that shows all these mythical creatures and like animals or possible dinosaurs that they were based off of.
Look at this motherfucker right here, dude. This is what it is. This is that mummified dinosaur that he told me about. And I was like, what the fuck? You can still see the scales on it and shit. I'm just like, that's fucking crazy. You know me, I got a fucking unique perspective on how shit went fucking down.
Oh, I'll show you that video.
I fucking... Jane likes to believe there was a whole time period where niggas was fighting each other with dragons. You know, on some Pokemon shit. Like,
you gotta think about it, like, elephants and shit. They used to have, like, war elephants and stuff.
I just like to think, like, where do we get the idea of tanks and shit like that from?
Battleships.
But where'd the idea of a battleship came from? Where'd the idea of something shooting something come from? Something being projected out of something's mouth being come from? We don't do that.
I feel like you're overthinking it.
I don't know. I like to overthink everything, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I feel like the invention of black powder and arrows, that's all questionable.
What do you mean questionable? Like, you don't think we did it? Have we found them?
No, I think saying that is questionable because there's so much history behind it and so much documentation. Like, the first gun was invented by an Italian trying to use black powder to use a projectile to shoot down fruit from picking. And then he realized it was very lethal. Then they started using them to shoot people. But the thing is, originally, black powder, when it first found out to be, like, used for something, it was to build cannons. There's too much like history behind it. I don't think we just thought, oh, black powder, and then said, oh, we'll use this to make dragon spit. I think that was just a convenient coincidence.
Or the dragons existed, and that was what needed for that evolution to happen, and for us to have that need for to evolve and have more technology. Just think about it. Like, if you lived in a time period where a dragon can just fly around and be like, oh, what's up, Sid? What's up, bitch? How are you doing, peasant? It's like, you know what's crazy? I'm a dragon. Did you know what that is? I could eat you right now. There's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Well, it's like crazy. That now. Have you ever seen a grizzly bear?
Yeah.
I mean, like, crazy. we act like, oh, fuck, animals used to be so scared. No, dude, like...
But
you ever see a grizzly bear coming at you? Like,
that's my thing. And while we have a lot of fucking guns, we have a lot of fucking shit. I just feel like at the end of the day, that shit exists because we felt the need to protect ourselves from things that are big.
No, I don't think that's it. I can't go down. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just can't go down with you on this one.
I feel like, I mean, you're right that what happened is what happened, but I just feel like it was also a dual purpose. Like, oh, we could also use this for this.
Well, they used it eventually to make fireworks and things like that. It's just, there's so much history behind it. I think there's points humans and dinosaurs might have had some kind of contact. I just don't think it was what people make it to be.
What do you think it was then?
I don't know.
Riding them sons of bitches?
I have no clue.
I think it was in fear. Those motherfuckers and me, I'm willing to put my money on if there was any time that humans were easier to band together and work together was when there was fucking triceratopses walking down the fucking road. We're gonna get our fucking shit together with that big son of a bitch right there.
You say that shit, but like, people rode elephants and they still do. We figured out a way to like make elephants into war machines. I think I just have a genuine feeling
But it's just like, you know, that what you're right. That guy does that to that dinosaur or whatever, trains that bitch, and then, you know, he goes start fucking with other motherfuckers, and now it's like, well, shit, what do we do?
Who?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. I'm confused. Revenge sex. You want to get into that?
Revenge sex? I thought it was breakup sex.
Whatever. It's all the same.
I mean...
What's your feeling on it?
You seemed like you had something you wanted to say, so I was going to let you go ahead and start it off.
I'll just say it this way. Aggressive sex. I'll say aggressive sex. However you want to fucking talk about it. That's usually pretty nice.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
You just mean like high intensity?
Not really. What do you mean by high intensity?
I mean just like we're going fast. Like you said, like
that's not aggressive. That's just jackrabbit.
You're just trying to hurt somebody.
We'll see. When you say it like that, you make it seem like you're trying to hurt somebody, but it's more or less you're trying to get hurt.
Well, that's what I think of when I say aggressive. When I hear aggressive, I'm just like you're trying to hurt somebody. Like you're punching someone.
More like choking.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Never mind. I was just saying, if you're feeling some kind of way, it's not a bad thing.
Correct.
Because we got on the subject.
Yeah, because fucking on Twitter it was trending, what was it? The reasons why I had, yeah, there we go. Hashtag why we had angry sex. So it was hashtag why we had angry sex, we were breaking up, so it was a last chance to express our anger towards each other.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's actually a pretty decent way to do it. I'm just saying people express anger in so many ways. I feel like sex is kind of a good place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's pretty productive.
Yeah. You both can come out feeling a little bit better about things, I guess.
Yeah, no one's getting stabbed or shot.
Exactly.
So that's a hell of a lot better of a fucking thing to transpire, as long as it's consensual. We do not advocate rape here. But other than that, no, it's pretty good. I feel you though. I get when you got like a little bit of, you know, a little bit of frustration in there, and you're just like, you know what, no, I'm gonna show you something. You go in that bitch with a lesson to teach. You're like, oh no.
Like you're feeling some kind of.
I was like, oh, no. Hell no, bitch.
I know you wasn't talking to me like that right now.
Straight up. They yelled at you earlier or some shit. You're like, oh, hell no. The fuck you raising your voice at? Okay, here's something I saw that kind of aggravated me. White House advisor says people protesting stay-at-home orders are modern-day Rosa Parks. What is wrong with that statement?
Really? You walking outside? What the fuck are you talking about?
It says a person who is a White House advisor says that people that are protesting the stay-at-home orders.
Who was the White House advisor? Was that an actual White House advisor?
It says Stephen Moore, a conservative economist and a member of White House counsel to reopen the country, compared those protesting the closure of non-essential businesses and schools to Rosa Parks. So, yeah. So, if you're the type of person who protests staying at home, you're Rosa Parks to Stephen Moore.
Well, Stephen Moore sounds like a real white-ass name, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Why'd you be a fucking black guy who just said some stupid shit? Let me see if I can find their account so I can look at them. It's kind of dumb, though. It's like, really? Really? Looks like this might be the person.
Oh, Fuck.
I think this is the dude. Maybe.
Yeah, looks like a Stephen Moore.
That's fucking funny. What an idiot. Like, seriously? Rosa Parks? I think that's very fucking... Very, 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 very two different very things.
I don't like it. They always kind of feel like they have their own shit.
They make up your own goddamn civil rights activists.
They have them. Don't tell.
What white civil rights activists?
They're not called civil rights activists. They're called conservatives.
Ha! Gotta keep the American way alive. Yeah. Oh, the racist American?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why we got all these fucking shows that, like, love this shit and profit off of it.
Yeah.
And TV shows and shit. It's because, it's like I say, America's like the nation of fuck yeah. That's what we are. Like, other places will be like, oh no, but you bring it over to America and somebody over here will be like, fuck yeah. Fuck you out of this, fuck you out of that.
Yeah, I guess.
It's pretty fucking sad. You're not Rosa fucking Parks because you feel like people should go to work. And you don't get to say sorry after you post a racist video about how to make the N-word.
But Jaden, you shouldn't ruin her life because of it.
I shouldn't? Why? She gets to do shit like that, and then, like, even then, that's benign what happened to her. So she'll get expelled. She can literally get schooling from home or re-enroll the next year or something. It's not like she can even fucking go to school anyways. I don't understand if people even knows that, but school ends in like the next fucking month. So.
Top the fact that fuck. What's really going on so much anyways right now?
It's like, yeah, okay. And then it's like, you're not going to go to college? Guess what? You probably still couldn't go to college because of this bullshit that's going on. But again, you didn't think that far ahead. You can't give a half-assed... Like, I get people make mistakes, but... Mm-mm. You have so much time. You have all the time in the world before you hit post. You have all the time in the fucking world. Once you hit post, you cannot get that time back. I get people make mistakes, but are you fucking serious?
Fucking...
And then how she tried to turn it on her...